So you kind of know a little bit about the story now. So as you know, as Kathy and Max said, when you hear the name Haman, that's when you boo. So let's practice. Haman. Okay, good. Okay, so this all began in ancient Persia in the 4th century BCE. The Holy Temple that had stood in Jerusalem was destroyed more than 50 years earlier, and the Jews were subjects of the mighty Persian Empire, which extended over 127 lands. 127 lands. So 3 years after King Ahasuerus became the king of Persia, he celebrated by throwing 180-day-long party for all of his subjects. Party, party people, party people, party, woo!
מצאתי מים באמצע המדבר עוד לא ציירתי פרח עוד לא גיליתי איך תוביל אותי הדרך ולאן אני הולך
Yes. Well, that's 180 days. That went fast. I guess 180 minutes for today. So then, 3 years after King Ahasuerus, after that 180-day party, he had another 7-day party for just the residents of the capital called Shushan. Okay. All right, that was 7 days. Excellent. You know, so what happened was, on the last day, he thought, you know what, I'm going to bring my wife out so that I can show her off to all my people here at the party. So the messengers went to go get her. However, she did not want to see him. Yeah, well, after seeing that Vashti did not want to come to the king's party, an advisor told King Ahasuerus to banish her from the kingdom and take nothing of her wealth with her. Go get her, men. Get that crown. Well, then his servants told the king, you better pick a new wife from all the beautiful girls in the land, and she would become the queen. Well, the leader among the Jews at that time was named Mordecai. He had a cousin named Esther. And he was raising her as his daughter. Though she had no desire to be the queen, she was taken along with all the other beautiful women that the men went to go get. Over there. And they were brought into the women's area to primp and preen for a very long time. Well, while all the other contestants were beautifying themselves, Esther did nothing. They primped for a really long time. Some of them, you know, need a little bit more than others. Well, by and by, the contest did start. So these servants went to go get the ladies to appear before the king. And they did all their best to try to get him to like them. Mm-hmm. Well, when Esther appeared before the king, he immediately liked her. And she became the queen. And as Mordecai told her, Esther did not divulge her nationality to the king. And then she went back to her quarters with her new ladies-in-waiting. The rejects. I mean, the other beautiful ladies. Well, shortly after Esther became the queen, Mordecai overheard two men plotting to assassinate the king. Okay. Well, they were really intent. So Mordecai went to tell the king's messengers and reported them. Needless to say, they were punished. Those servants went to drag them out of the land. They knew it was coming. They were smart criminals. Okay, so meanwhile, Haman. One of the king's ministers was promoted to prime minister. Put that shmata on him. Okay. Now this Haman. He hated the Jews. In fact, he was a descendant of the anti-Semitic nation of Amalek. Well, immediately after his promotion, the king issued a decree that everyone in the kingdom should bow down to Haman. Whenever he appeared outside. Well, however, Mordecai refused to bow down to Haman in reverence. This infuriated Haman. And he planned on taking revenge. Did you see that steam coming out of his ears? He threw lots to see what day he would implement his plan to kill all the Jews. Well, the lot fell on the 13th day of the Hebrew month of Adar. So, Haman. He approached the king with a bribe to get permission to kill all the Jews in the land. The king, who was also not a friend of the Jews, told Haman, he told him to keep his money. He told him, do as he pleased with the Jews. So signs and letters went out to all the leaders of the various areas to declare that all the Jews will be killed on the 13th day of Adar. All those letters went out by pigeon courier. Hi. Well, Mordecai saw the sign, and he realized that all the Jews would be killed. He tore his garment and donned sackcloth. So he sent a message to Esther in the palace and told her, and he told her, now's the time to ask the favor from the king to save our people. Well, she sent back a message that said she couldn't approach the king without being summoned, and she hadn't been summoned for 30 days. So she asked that all the Jews pray and fast for 3 days, and then she'll put her life in the hands and approach the king. So all the Jews fasted and prayed for 3 days and three nights. After the 3 days of fasting, Esther put on her royal clothing. And she approached the king. He extended his scepter and allowed her entrance to his throne. She had a plan in mind. She invited the king and Haman to a small feast that she had prepared. So the king and Haman went to the feast that evening. The king had such a good time at the feast that he asked Esther if she had any requests. Well, she invited them back for another evening feast, and she said, at that time, I'll have a request. So they went back to their throne area. Well, Haman he left the party feeling pretty proud of himself that he was invited to the queen's feast alone with the king. However, again, as he left the palace, he noticed that Mordecai did not bow down to him, and everybody else did.
Not gonna happen.
Well, he went home, and he went home and told his wife that Mordecai did not bow down to him. She told him, erect a gallows and get permission from the king to hang Mordecai. Well, that night, the king couldn't sleep. So he asked his servants to read from the royal chronicles. They read the part that said Mordecai saved the king's life when two men hatched a plot to kill him. And the king asked if he was rewarded for this fine act. They told him no, Mordecai was not rewarded. After they finished reading the chronicles, Haman he entered the king's courtyard. He was going to ask permission to hang Mordecai. But before he could utter a word, King Ahasuerus asked Haman what he would do to reward somebody the king wishes to honor. Well, Haman thought the king wished to honor him. So he responded by telling the king that the honoree should wear royal garments and be led around the city streets on the royal horse. The king agreed this was a good idea and told Haman to get the royal horse and do so for Mordecai the Jew. Well, he was steaming mad. Well, he had no choice but to comply. He had to lead Mordecai around the town on the royal horse. Well, again, that evening, the king and Haman went to Esther's second feast. So Haman put on a brave face. Haman, boo. However, that night she told the king that her people were going to be destroyed by Haman. The king was so angry that he ordered Haman to be hung on the gallows meant for Mordecai. And then the servants took him off to be buried because we really don't want him in the, you know, laying around. Could start smelling. So, and guess what? The king promoted Mordecai to be his new prime minister. However, the evil decree had already gone out to kill the Jews. Once a decree was set by a king, it couldn't be rescinded. So the king made another decree that gave the Jews permission to defend themselves against their enemies. So on the 13th and 14th day of Adar, the Jews, well, what do you think they did? Yes. They killed them all. Let me turn the page and find out exactly what I wrote. Yes, they killed him. Oh, they mobilized and killed their enemies, including the 10 sons of Haman. So to commemorate these amazing events, the Jews worldwide celebrate the holiday of Purim and Adar. Woo!
Habanero nena, habanero nena. Wow, that was great. Let's give him a standing ovation. Woo! Woo-hoo! You know what fun, you know, we can have fun in church, right? And this is a great story, and you will never forget it. And all these beautiful people put all this time in it, so we just thank you. It was great. We love you guys. Any questions? No questions? Any speech? Anybody want to make a speech? Well, Lord, we thank you for this night. We thank you that we can enjoy the celebration of your victory in the earth. Lord, we just ask again, we stand with your people, that you will again bring victory, and that the Hamans of the whole earth, Lord, it's not just Iran, although they're ringleaders, but the enemies of your people will be brought down, and that we'll be just a stand in amazement of the way, how your goodness to your people and to all of us, and we give you thanks, Yeshua. Amen. So you're not dismissed till 8:30, so you have to stay in your seat. Just kidding.